So I'll start off with Paul Blunt here.
Briefly scope out the marketplace for us in terms of how demand for your services has increased in the last few years, and could you quantify that rise if that is the case? Who are your main customers in terms of the demographic, and how's that changed in the current economic climate?
I would say that the market in general for debt resolution services is at the moment declining, not increasing, but not by much. If you look at personal insolvency statistics, you'll see that if you add bankruptcies and debt relief orders together, they've pretty much plateaued over the last couple of years. It looks as if individual voluntary arrangements, IVAs, have reached again a plateau at about 40,000 cases per year. And I understand from market intelligence that it looks as if that will reduce by about 8 to 12% in the last quarter of this year. A very, very significant factor is that large numbers of IVAs are now being done at very low levels of disposable income and debt, something that was not true a few years ago. It appears to us that from the figures that we get from members that IVAs at that level are cannibalising informal debt management plans. But they are still probably running at several hundred thousand a year. But as previous witnesses have told you, it is very difficult to get hold of that information. What is clear is that there appears to be an inverse relationship between job seekers and joblessness and personal insolvency. As the number of job seekers in the economy goes up, so personal insolvency goes down. At the same time, you can see that the amount of credit that people are taking, significant number of people are actually succeeding in paying down debt. They're not necessarily the group that have debt issues, but there is less debt in the economy. You see, we have an economy where a large vector in growth is consumer spending. And what we now know is that the economy for personal debt has changed very, very significantly. From 2000, you're now seeing 4.5 times as many people in a year use personal insolvency, than at 2000. That's not going to go away. But the insolvency figures are going to start to rise again, and the informal debt resolution figures, I would reckon, about 18 months to 2 years after the banks start to lend. This is the bottom of the curve, not the top.
Is Andrew's assessment shared by everybody else? If anyone has a different view, perhaps you could focus on that.
I think that as far as our members are concerned, the intelligence we get from our members, the market is certainly not increasing. It is virtually static. It's not decreasing by much. So I would agree with those comments on that basis.
I think the only area we're perhaps seeing a change is in the type of individual that's coming to us, where we're actually seeing that there's more professional working people seeking our services than there perhaps was 12, 18 months ago.
Yeah, I'd add to that. My company, Clear Debt's demographic information over the last 5 years hasn't really changed much. We simply say there is one debt demographic, and that is the more you earn. If you are a person who's in debt, the more you earn, the more you owe. Other than that, it's what you'd expect in terms of the proportions in each social grouping, gender and age. But as Melanie says, if anything, it's shifted slightly towards the more well-off. People on average wage or above, but only slightly.